Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Microphone help. There you go. Broadcasting live here from our WEEI Old Dominion Freight Line Centerfield Studios at Fenway Park. It is Dale and Keith, Mutt and Tomasi in for the guys. Time as usual, Wednesday at 2:30, means Alex Cora joins the show. Alex brought to you by Arbella Insurance, New England Honda Dealers, and Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox Radio Network. Seven innings last night. What does Stephen Wright have to do, Alex, to maintain a spot in this rotation? Is it one start? Is it two starts? How much do you have to see before he's a guy for you going forward?
That's a great question. I wasn't even ready for that one. Now, we know Drew is going to be out. We don't know how long he's going to be out, probably one or two. Hopefully just one, you know, and then he can be back. But Steven is doing an outstanding job. One thing I'd like coming from out of the bullpen, and we were very close already for him to come in with traffic. You know, I think we put in a few situations. We were down by two, down by three, and he did an outstanding job giving us a chance to win. The next step was to bring him in, not in a clean inning, first and second, two outs, and see how it goes. But yesterday he did an outstanding job. So, I mean, we're very happy with both roles, you know, he as a starter and as a reliever, and we'll decide that when we have to decide it. But he'll make the next start.
Does Drew Pomerantz's bullpen success, he's got like a 2 ERA career in his bullpen, all his numbers are better out of the pen. Would that play any factor into the idea, okay, we might have to acquire somebody at the deadline anyway, Stephen Wright's pitching well, let's make a move with Drew Pomerantz to the bullpen?
I think the most important thing is to get his mechanics back and be healthy. When Drew was in the bullpen, he was throwing 94, 95. Now he's throwing 88, 89. And we know how successful he was as a starter last year. But I think velocity-wise, he's a tick down. And obviously, you know, the breaking ball is not playing like it was last year. He actually made some strides on the last one. I was very curious to see, you know, how he was going to pitch against this lineup. But obviously, he's hurt now. But we felt that his fastball was a lot better, although the velocity wasn't there. Those are two strikeouts that got my attention, one to Marwin Gonzalez, the other one to Altuve, finishing guys with fastballs up and away. That was good to see. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll make the decision when we have to make it. But the most important thing is for Drew to be healthy and obviously for Steve to keep doing the job he's doing for us.
And just one more thing on Steven. It's been a long road back for him, and you've only been here for the last few months of it. But even in that time, how far would you say he's come from when you first laid eyes on him this spring to where he was last night?
I mean, in spring training, there were a few bad days, you know, throughout the whole process. And it started with the flat ground and then the progression to the slope. And there were some times that from the slope he went to flat ground again and then back to the slope and then back to the to rubber. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But give him credit. He worked his, you know, his tail off. He did an outstanding job putting himself in this position. There was a point there that kind of like what we've seen with Petey right now. He got to that stage. He went to New York. They told him there's not structural damage with his knee, and he was like, just like David, like, oh, okay, I'm fine. I can go, and he pushed himself to put himself in this position, and he's contributing. He's doing an outstanding job for us.
Well, as long as you bring up Pedroia, you sounded positive last night. Has anything changed in the last 24 hours? Does this feel like, okay, we dodged a bullet?
I feel that way. He just walked in into the clubhouse, and he was loud again, so that's good. He wasn't as loud in Houston. He was actually worried, but now that we know what's going on, hopefully he can actually go out there and do something today, baseball related, if not tomorrow. But it seems like he'll be with us sooner rather than later.
JD Martinez hit his 20th last night. He's been tremendous. Obviously, Alex, He suggested to Rob Radford a couple days ago on Rob's podcast, which we all listen to, of course.
He suggested
that Major League Baseball, in his mind, sort of picks and chooses who they promote. And he sort of suggested that because he came from a smaller market, later to develop, baseball doesn't do a great job in promoting guys like that. Do you agree with JD's assessment? Does he get the proper recognition in Major League Baseball?
I don't know if he if that's the case. I know there's a lot of guys in the game that know who JD Martinez is. During the off day, I just leave it at this. During the off day, I went to a restaurant where I live. And I was sitting there just watching the draft and having dinner, disconnecting a little bit from the whole madness. And this fan, he's a season ticket holder. He's like, man, this JD Martinez is amazing, huh? And I'm like, yeah, he's good. You know, he's a good player, a good guy. He's like, I'm surprised people don't talk about him more. And I was like, you feel that way? He's like, no, I honestly feel that way.
Yeah.
This guy's hitting 320 with 20 home runs, with whatever, 19 at that time, and leading the league in RBIs. And I was surprised that a season ticket holder for the Boston Red Sox felt that way about him. So if our fans feel a little bit like that, you know, I don't know if they're taking him for granted or they're getting to know him. But, you know, if JD feels that way, hey, so be it. One thing for sure, I know he's hitting third or fourth for us. We're very happy that we have him. And the pitchers, the opposition, they know who JD Martinez is.
Have you ever seen a guy like him? You look at his home run spray chart, and it's 10 to the left of center field and 10 to the right of center field. And they're almost equally spaced all the way around the park. I can't remember a guy with that kind of power to
Yes,
all.
You do. Yes, you do.
Well, and even Manny. So is Manny, is that the one guy that you would
That's
would
the
compare?
Guy. That's the guy. And the guys that can hit 300 with power and put the ball in play with men in scoring position like JD does. You saw it against JV in Houston. Men at second, ground ball through the shift, and then line drive to right center. This guy, he wants his RBIs. He understands what it takes to get his RBIs, put the ball in play in certain situations. And there are certain situations that he doesn't mind striking out because he's taking shots.
Do you think Major League Baseball, Alex, opened a Pandora's box here by letting the Yankees get out of that Sunday game? Because I can just imagine you texting Dave Dombrowski and saying, hey, can we get out of a Sunday night game? We got a late travel night. We want to move this thing around. The precedent has been set. You must have thought that when they gave the Yankees this green light to move that game.
No, I mean, I know it's a tough schedule. And the only thing, I said it yesterday. I said, well, probably in the upcoming years, we might be in that situation. So now we got one in our pocket, you know. If we have a doubleheader on a Monday and we're playing the Sunday night game, we'll use that one to get away from either the day-night doubleheader or the Sunday night game.
Did you feel that way when you were an analyst, the little bit of time you spent with ESPN? Did you see it from their perspective, or were you still the former player saying, yeah, this is kind of BS that they're making teams do this?
No, it's tough. It's tough. I still remember certain days as a player. There was one that we played Yankees here at 8 o'clock. We finished the game at midnight, and we went all the way to Oakland for a four-game series, and we had no chance. No chance. At least Monday, Tuesday, it was tough. It's a tough game, but we understand that it's the game of the week. Everybody's watching. But like us, and now with the new CBA, I know they made some adjustments as far as like if you where you play on Monday, well, you cannot play the Sunday night game. Or if you play the Sunday night game, you have the off day. But we got home at 9 in the morning on Monday, and we were feeling it yesterday. So it's a tough game to play, but At the same time, the teams that play on Sunday, they're the good teams, and we understand that we're one of them. So we're going to play our X amount of games on the network, and we have to deal with it.
You said you were out Monday at dinner watching the draft. My guess is you also saw the biggest story in the country, which was the Philadelphia Eagles end up not going to the White House. The president just invites them. Last year, John Farrell, you know, said if our players want to kneel during the anthem, we're going to support them. Have guys talked to you this year in the midst of what's happened with the NFL, what's happened with the White House visit the last couple of days?
No, we haven't talked about it. Actually, I found out today. That's how I'm in tune. I'm with sports and everything that is going on outside my world right now. When I'm not dealing with the Red Sox, I'm dealing with my twins at home, so that's tough for me. But like I said it before with the anthem, we respect what players think, you know, how they feel about it. We we would like them to be out there. And as you see, most of them are out there. Sometimes they're not because they're doing other things. They're preparing for the game. But, you know, if somebody decides to make a statement the way they want to, I mean, we'll talk about it. We understand how they are and what they mean doing it, and we're okay with it.
I know you had other things to do in March when the Astros went, but did you give any thought at all to going with them to make that visit?
No, not really. I didn't think about it, you know, and as you know, where we at as a country back home, there's a few things that we agree with and we don't agree with, especially with Maria. So, you know, if I had to make a choice, well, I know what I wanted to do, but I didn't have to make a choice because I'm with the Boston Red Sox and I had to do my thing here with the Red Sox.
Well, so how did you feel? So just how did you feel about the response to Maria? You know, we've seen numbers now in the last week, the Harvard study that says it could have been many thousands more than was reported. And it does feel like Puerto Rico, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it feels like it's been left behind a little bit. Do you share those sentiments at all?
I feel that there's a lot of work to do. And for whatever help we got from the United States, it was awesome. But we still believe that there's more to do. And whoever makes those decisions, they have to understand that we're Americans. You know, we're part of the United States. And I get it. You know, but at the end of the day, also, one thing as a country, and we have to do it ourselves. You know, we cannot depend on the United States of America to help us to become who we want to be, you know, and we have to keep working. And that's something I'm very proud of our country. You know, we've done an outstanding job trying to get to the Enchanted Island, what they used to call it, and hopefully, slowly but surely, we can get back to it.
It is now time for the Cumberland Farms Question of the Week for Alex Cora. The question submitted by Wayne Pearson in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. What has been the most intimidating part of being the Red Sox manager so far?
Time management. That's the hardest part of it. From 7-10, it's awesome, but you have meetings, you have media, you have to come here and talk to you guys, and then you have other stuff to do. And you have to be very, very careful because at the end of the day, my job is to manage the team. And if you let the whole madness control what you do on a daily basis, you're not going to do your job. So, you know, we got Kevin here. He helps me out with my agenda. He does an outstanding job. I got my family who keeps me insane. And then from 7-10, just manage those guys. They're pretty good.
The Cumberland Farms Question of the Week brought to you by Cumberland Farms Farmhouse Blend Iced Coffee. Go to weei.com/manager. Submit your question to ask Alex Cora a question every Wednesday. Said Blake Swire is going to catch this week. Is he catching tonight?
No, he's not catching tonight. He'll be catching during the weekend.
So it's the weekend now.
During the week. Okay. The weekend part of the week?
It is. Saturday counts.
It counts, huh?
We're trying to figure it out.
Speaking of week, this is the best part of your week. You can admit that. Outside of games, coming down here talking to us.
Oh, yeah. Loves coming down here.
Silence.
Alex, thank you, man.
Oh, thank you. Have fun.
That is Sox skipper Alex Cora. We'll get back to your calls here. It's Dale and Keith with Mutt and Tomasi, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.